Okay, first of all, I want to thank Erik Brevik for the invitation of giving this talk. I want to show you some results from my experience in last years, and some most relevant results from different studies in the Mediterranean, focusing in the soil type, how the soil type can control the changes that the fire can produce or can do impact in the soil, and by showing mainly two properties. One is soil water repellency, and the other one is the aggregate stability. First, to introduce you that the fire, of course, is an ecological factor, but we have an environmental problem with the fire, mainly because we didn't want to understand that it's an ecological factor. So, from the fires that we have in the Mediterranean, the big problem is only some fires. I'm going to show you with some data. This is in the Valencia region. It's in the south of Spain. This is the forest fires between the 90s till now, till today. And you can see that, for example, in the... Can you use this? 1994 was the worst year in our community. This is hectares, it's thousands of hectares, and 2012 also we have a peak. You can see here the number of fires in thousand also in this scale. So we have in the mean value in a year is around 500 fires, but only some fires, one, two fires can completely change the statistics. If we have a look to these 2 years, we compare 1994 and 2012, we can see this. That year, it was born Spain, mainly. Some years is Portugal, some years is Greece, it depending on the meteorological condition of this year. So that year was Spain. Between Europe, it was 700,000 hectares, but Spain was more than half. And within Spain was the community of Valencia. But if we analyze the data, we can see that only one fire burned more than 25,000 hectares, which is like a very big fire. So that year was more than 700 fires, and if you do the calculation, you can see that only one fire burned the 23% of the total area of that year. This was 1994. In that period, the land managers, the politicians, very happy. We could control. And we were saying, no. 1994 will come again, because we have a very extreme conditions in landscape, because the land use changes in the last decades. So in 2012 we have a similar situation. Okay, not exactly the same numbers, but you can see in the Valencia region we have two big forest fires that is called here mega fires, more than 25,000 hectares each one of them, and so only two fires burned, which is 0.4 of the fires, burned the more than 80% of the area. So this is the big problem. The big problem is that kind of fires that used to be with high severity, high intensity fires, then produce high severity in the ecosystem, in the soil, and also is more than an environmental problem, it's also a social and economical problem for the population affected. So it's this kind of fires. Okay, why I'm telling about this? Because in the Mediterranean, you know that we have a high diversity of soil types, and the spatial variability of soil properties is very high. So this kind of fires affect different kind of soils, and soils, or maybe same kind of soil, but with different properties, because the spatial variability is very high. And we can see in forest areas in Alicante, in Valencia, we can have antisols, inceptisols, alphisols, mojisols, andisols, only to show that the variability is very high. And from our experience, we know that between all the factors that is controlling the fire effects in the soil, which is the fire intensity, the severity, the temperature registered in the soil, the soil conditions when fire occurs, it's not the same with firing in August, the firing in November, the previous history of fires, between all the fire, among all the factors, one that is very important is the type of soil and the soil properties. So I want to show you with two properties that in the Mediterranean also are very important, because soil water repellency, okay, shall I introduce you what is water repellency? But you can imagine in our area the main limiting factor for the growing vegetation after the fire is the water. So this property is quite interesting. Okay, this property used to increase after the fire if the temperature reached are between 200, 350, more or less. But not always, not in all the kind of soils. In this graphic, we are showing from many different forest fires what we have. If we go immediately after the fires, took the samples and do the measurements in the laboratory. In blue color, in the control, you can see that this is wettable. This is made by water drop penetration time. So it's less than 5 seconds, so it's wettable, hydrophilic. But some samples are hydrophobic. But immediately after the fires, what we have, in generally, pulling many data from many different fires, we have an increase in frequency of the samples that are hydrophobic. But we have also some of them that are hydrophilic. And from our experience in taking samples in the field and doing measurements in the field, we saw that many times fit with one kind of soil that is in all classifications called like the terra rosa. In soil taxonomy, mainly are alphisols. So we could observe that terra rosa is very has very low susceptibility to show this property. And we wanted to do like an experiment to check why is in this case with this behavior. So we took samples from 14 places in the area, in the region, that had this type, this kind of soil, and we do experiments in laboratory heating at known temperatures in a range that we know that if that must to produce this property, the water repellency. Okay, we heat everyone and no one developed water repellency. We try to force more and we do these heating treatments with more liter pine leaves with a high dose that is to force but to develop a lot of water repellency, and only half of the samples could express this property, something. But in that case, we have two groups to study. So we study the properties in every one of them, and the conclusions with this experiment was that, soil organic matter content has an influence, the texture has an influence because this kind of soil has more clay than other soils of the region, and the clay is, soils with more clay has more specific surface and is more complicated to cover with hydrophobic compounds. But especially in this case of this kind of soil, we observe that the mineralogy of the clay fraction was the key factor. So in this case was the soils with higher kaolinite were always wettable. It was impossible to become water repellency. And only in the cases that they have a little bit less of kaolinite could be water repellent. In the case of these soils, this has more kaolinite because they are the oldest soils of the region. So it's, this mineral is accumulating in the soil with the time. We did also some experiments with different kind of soils, but also with same kind of soil and different species of plant. And also we found very quite differences. Some soils developed extremely water repellency, and other nothing. And also the same soil, it depending on the type of plant. So the properties of the pre-burn soil organic matter, which depend on the plant species, is also affecting to the water repellency. So with this property, we could conclude that small differences in same soil properties can control the occurrence and persistence of soil water repellency developed by burning, mainly the texture, the mineralogy of clay, and the soil organic matter quantity and quality. So sometimes with the high spatial variability that we can observe of this property in the field is not only because the temperature reaching the soil, it's also because the variability of these kind of properties. The other property that we studied during several years has been the aggregation. Oh, yeah, with the time. Okay. So the soil aggregate stability or the aggregation, we have a lot of experience also with many fires. And in 2011, we did a revision. In this figure, you can see the main soil components or properties relevant to aggregation, like abundance of fungi, soil water repellency, organic matter content on mineral compounds, and how is this affect? Sorry, by the temperatures. Yeah, you can see here the decrease, an increase, and a decrease. The decrease in soil organic matter content, and the transformation of mineral compounds at higher temperatures. So, reviewing all the papers that we could find in the literature, and also with our experience, with our data, we conclude that we describe three patterns of aggregate stability in relation with fire severity, independent of the type of soil. So, in the case A, is soil with a high clay content, calcium carbonate, iron and aluminium oxides as principal cementing substance. In this case, we observe an increase with the severity of the fire of the aggregate stability. And the opposite, or is this one, the C, is a sandy soil which is water repellent initially, and the organic matter is the main binding agent. So with the temperature, with the severity of the fire, that is destroying the aggregates, and the aggregate stability decreases continuously. And there are another one that is a soil with organic matter as principal binding agent that originally is hydrophilic, increase a little bit because the water repellency developed by the temperatures, but when the organic compounds are destroyed by the heating, decrease. So this is what we have from this review paper, and what we are doing now is with a collaboration with some colleagues from the University of Granada that are experts in this technique, the scanning electron microscopy and microanalysis by X-diffraction, how change the soil surface of aggregates after heating to try to explain better this behavior, the increase. So we are using different kind of soils, and we are studying the surface of the soil aggregate, not all the soil sample, because if we analyze all the soil samples, most of the cases we cannot not find differences, because the effect is only in the surface of aggregate. So this is what we are doing now. This is now in under study, but what can I tell you is that the preliminary results are indicating that the surface are with less porosity after the fire in many cases, so the aggregate are more compact, and this is helping to us to understand why the aggregate stability increase in many of our cases where the main binding agent is not the organic matter, it's another mineral, the mineral phase of the soil. And, okay, I have to finish now. Yeah. Okay, I wanted to show you more things also about the post-fire treatment, salvage logging, and how some soils are very fragile to this, but I have no time. In this slide, I'm showing that we are trying also to use this kind of big forest fires that has a lot of impact in the society, in the population of the area. And this year, the International Year of Soils, to do many activities with kids in the field to show how different post-fire managements, how different land cover of the soil surface using mulch, using or doing different treatments in the soil like soil salvage logging can affect to the vulnerability of the soil to be degraded. So that's all. Thank you very much.
Ah, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
this is to show that the okay, you can submit your best paper to Soil. It's a recently journal that we launched in May 2014, and it's going very well. So I think we think that soon we will have a very good impact factor.